It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Take my picture.
Coming with.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
And we are back on the Kings of Sport. The podcast is changing the game one show at a time. And, you know, we always like to keep you up to date on the latest news and information in the world of sports and entertainment. And this week is no different. We've got another great guest for you. And it's a guest we've been talking about on this program for a while now. Brother Alfred, if you don't mind, why don't you let the people know who we're chatting with today?
Well, this next guest is a lightning rod that has been brought up numerous times on our show, like Brother Nathan said, so I figured it was only fitting that we invite him as a guest. He gained notoriety for allegedly outing NFL safety Kerry Rhodes as a homosexual when steamy videos and photos were leaked of the two online. He's no stranger to controversy, and he is here to set the record straight, maybe break a little news. Ladies and gentlemen, and of course, unicorns, it is Hollywood Simpson! How do you like that? How you doing, Hollywood?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing all right.
Doing great. Great to have you on. Now, let's just start off the top. Recent breaking news. Darren Young, I'm not sure if you're privy to this, WWE superstar, just outed himself as gay. So really, right now, he is the most significant gay athlete in sports right now. And it is widely speculated that there will be a homosexual storyline in WWE based on his real-life sexuality. Are you comfortable with that as a homosexual man?
I'm definitely comfortable with that. If, you know, that's what he want to do, I definitely think it should be done. Yes, for sure. I'm definitely comfortable. I think that's great.
Now, with Darren Young, guys like that, of course, Jason Collins is another athlete who's openly gay as an NBA athlete, still looking for a team. Have you reached out to Jason Collins at all following him coming out of the closet?
I definitely have not reached out to Jason. We know some of the same people, but no, I haven't talked to them. No, I haven't.
Now, Hollywood, I think, you know, there's a lot of different opinions about the story with you and Kerry Rhodes. And I guess we kind of want to start at the beginning. You know, first of all, how did you and Kerry meet, and how did your relationship move from one of a professional relationship to a personal relationship?
You talking about Kerry Rhodes? Is he still living?
Yeah.
I met Kerry about almost 2 years ago now, and we got to know each other. At first, it was no relationship. We were just cool. I did not know he was gay. However, my antennas sort of kind of did go up because I was with two beautiful young ladies, and he looked past them, and he walked right to me to introduce himself. So I knew from that point that he seen something in me that he liked. We got to know each other. And we eventually started talking and started dating and also started living together. So we were a couple.
And that was before you were his assistant?
That was before I was his assistant. And just to, you know, clear that, I was never really his assistant. What I done was run his team, meaning run his staff, the people that worked in his house, and I was actually over his assistant. So I was over the people that was working for him. I was not his assistant. I ran things.
Okay.
So I guess when did the relationship turn sour?
Maybe like a month, you know, within me working for him. He made the first move, and it went from there. We never did tell people we were together. Of course, people assumed that we were. It was never any girls around. I was the only girl around. He didn't have any girls working for him. All guys worked for him, and I was over everyone. You know, people started to talk. People on his football team were talking, you know, are they together? Of course, they knew that we were together. They never did disrespect us. I spoke to them. I spoke to them at camp. I was cool with them. We all went to the W and different things like that. And it was just a relationship between us, you know, like a man and a woman.
And I guess my question is, like, why did you feel the need to put this information out there and sort of out him like that?
I definitely did not out him. Let me clear that. Kerry outed himself. He was the first person that said something about it. TMZ reached out to him. I think he was in L.A., and they had heard the news. And I hadn't even said nothing at this point. And Kerry's response to TMZ was, I am as straight as an arm. Okay, TMZ contacted me. That's when I said, well, an arm has an elbow. And it just sort of kind of went from there.
Okay, now what has the backlash been? I obviously Kerry Rhodes isn't too pleased with you, but have you received any backlash from any sports figures or anybody in the sports world that you feel has been negative?
No, honestly, I haven't. I'm very cool with a lot of football players. I know a lot of football players' girlfriends. And, you know, I'm cool with them. They have no one in the NFL, NBA, or that plays the sport at all has said anything to me negative. You know, what they have said to the radio or papers or tabloids, you know, that's on them. But, no, I haven't received any of that. If anything, I'm more closer to guys that play sports.
Can you mention some names of guys that possibly maybe reach out to you or – who's come out and supported you?
I would just say a couple of guys from the Cardinals. I know some guys from the Atlanta Falcons as well.
Okay. Now, Alfred mentioned earlier about Jason Collins and Darren Young, the wrestler, and there's also Robbie Rogers, openly gay soccer player in the MLS. Do you think that, you know, sports are pretty hyper-masculine, you know, a lot of testosterone going on. Do you think that sports is becoming a little bit more tolerant to openly gay athletes?
I think so. I think if you are being real and saying that you are, they will. I think that if you are being fake saying, no, I like girls, when we all know you like men, then it gives them something to talk about. I think if you're in the NFL and you are gay and you say, listen, I'm gay, they know walking in the locker room that you are gay. If they know that you're gay and you're, you know, walking around with women trying to make yourself like you want, you know, want a woman, then they have something to talk about, you know, when you leave the locker room. I feel that you should be true to yourself and you should be who you are. And I'm just, you know, a lot of that is going on when they want to act like they have a girlfriend or, you know, I'm not gay, I like women. You know, please stop.
So do you think one
crazy
of the
to me?
Do you think one of the reasons why Kerry Rhodes doesn't have a job at the moment is because he hasn't come clean?
I definitely do. I definitely think if Kerry say, look, I was with the guy, you know, whether he say he tried it or he's gay, I mean, if you sleep with another man, he's gay, but maybe, you know, maybe not in his world. I don't know him. But I can tell you this. I do think that if he would say, I'm gay, I think they'd be like, okay, we know he's gay. You know, they're still trying to figure him out, and it's sad. He must be still trying to figure out himself. And I think that it's sad that you can be 31 years old and not live your life. Look, if you are a good football player, you are a good football player. I don't think your personal life should have anything to do with it. If you're my friend, you rock with me. Whether I like dog, cat, rat, hat, it does not matter who I like. As long as I can do my job, then what the hell do you care whether I'm sleeping with a man, a midget, someone from out of space? It does not matter. And I think that if he was to be honest and say, look, I like men or I like a man, then, you know, they'll be like, okay, we know what you like. Let's play football.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with a little midget sex every now and then. Tell me about it. But I think I know the answer to this, Hollywood, but have you had any contact with Kerry recently? Is there any, you know, kind of outreach in terms of mending those fences?
No, I haven't. People have tried to get us together to talk. I have not talked to Kerry. And honestly, I really don't care to talk to Kerry. The only thing I can say to Kerry at this point is pick your face up and put it on and find a team and keep your eye on the prize. That's what I can say. I mean, if he was to walk in the room to me, you know, we were to, if he was to walk in the room right now with me, I could say hello, because hello calls me nothing.
You were talking about how good your intuition is on homosexuals, and you've obviously been around NFL locker rooms, NFL athletes, and you were saying earlier how there are people who, it's clear they're gay even though they're putting on a facade. So with that said, what percentage would you say of the NFL locker room or NFL players you've been around, what percentage of the NFL do you think is homosexual?
Oh, my gosh, that's a hard question. I have no idea. I was only around the Cardinal players.
Sample size. And the NFL athletes you've been around, what percentage would you say is gay?
20%.
Wow.
Yes.
So one out of every five.
I don't know. I just think 20%. You know, I just think that there's a lot of gay men in the NFL, and by being the NFL, they can't be, but they can be who they want to be. But I don't know; it must not be accepted. And you know, whether you're a good player or a bad player, I guess if you like another man, then they, I guess, won't put you on a team. I guess that's probably what's going on with Kerry.
Now, Hollywood, Marcus mentioned off the top, you know, you're very outspoken. There is a lot of controversy swirling around you. And with controversy comes critics, comes haters. What would you say to the people that, you know, accuse you of using this situation to boost your own fame and to get your own shine up?
Oh, I can say this. You know, you are entitled to an opinion. You have that. You can say whatever you want to say. I have an opinion all day, every day. So if that's what people think, then so be it. But I can tell you this. Don't get mad at me because his football work is not working out for him right now. That's not my problem. I mean, now what's next? I don't have anything to do with that. People can say whatever they want to say, but I know what Carrie and I had. So if people are saying that you're probably a hater or you're probably a fan or you're probably a girl that wanted to be with him, and I got to him first. Now what's next?
Are there other football players you think that have similar relationships with men that are now worried because of the way this relationship with you and Cherry went sour and how you and how everything was exposed?
I'm sure it's out there somewhere. I'm sure it's out there somewhere. And, you know, like I said, I did not out Cherry. If Cherry had, you know, hadn't never said anything, you and I wouldn't be on the phone today. That's not who I am. I'm not a cutthroat person like that. You know, we were really cool. Like I said, I don't have a problem with him today. I have a problem with him not telling the truth, trying to make me out of a liar. Because you guys seen the pictures. What guy picks up another guy? What guy holds another guy's hand? You know, my thing is this. You know, if he has four legs and is barking, you don't need to say, oh, my gosh, there go a dog. You know it's a damn dog. It's just really stupid to me. You know, there is videos out there when Cherry talk about how much he care about me. I'm sure that you guys seen that. I'm sure that you guys have seen the pictures of me and Cherry hugging, talking, and leaning on each other. I mean, what more do you need, a flick? It's stupid to me.
Now, the piece of the puzzle I need filled in was, when did the disconnect occur between you and Carrie Rose? Was it a direct result of these photos surfacing online, or was there falling out beforehand? What happened that caused you two, who seemed very close, to break up?
We were very close. We were. And it happened before the photos. It was just actually something that happened in the relationship. I guess he started getting out. People started questioning him. And it really started irritating me. And I know, you know, me, I want to surround myself with people that love and care for me and that can be who they are. That was just a situation I didn't need to be in. It was a very toxic situation, and I got out of it. Because me being there 20 more minutes, it wouldn't have been good for either. And, you know, after we stopped talking, then maybe like a month after, the pictures started leaking. If I mind you, a lot of people had their hands on these pictures, people that were taking the pictures that we did not know about. The same thing with the video that's out with me and Carrie. We were actually working on a reality show together. And the person that had, I guess, the video sort of kind of leaked it, maybe got some money from it or whatever. The pictures definitely did not come from me. If I wanted to put out pictures, oh, I could.
Interesting.
And those are not it.
And now, see, that leads me to my next question, yo. I think, you know, everybody is now aware, especially the people that listen to this show, you know, who Russell Hollywood Simpson is, and you know, like we said, the controversy and everything going on swirling around you. But what I want to know is, what's next? You know, what is next for you? Is it going to be some type of media venture, reality show, something of that nature? What's next for Hollywood Simpson?
I can say this. I'm working on a lot of things. I have met with a lot of networks about doing a show. And I have been in contact with the best celebrities. So many different celebrities have reached out to me, you know, since this, straight and gay, guys and girls. And I have a lot of things coming up, working on a few things with a lot of celebrities. So it should be fun.
And now, is there any particular celebrity who has reached out to you? Maybe somebody with their own network that has reached out to you that you would like to expose?
Oh, I really can't say. I really can't say.
Well, okay.
Someone with their own network has reached out to me.
Somebody with their own, as an OWN network, reached out with you.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how you spell own.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Could you answer, like, yes or no? Like, if I was to speculate, somebody along the lines of Oprah Winfrey, if Oprah Winfrey reached out to you,
Harpo.
Interested in that?
You know, you know, so I don't know. I don't think so. No, I don't know.
Yeah. Last question for me. Any regrets about anything that happened between you and Cherry?
I feel bad for Kerry. And if anything, I could help him. If anything, because before now, people didn't know who he was. Let's stop playing. You know, if you went into a room with guys and you said, oh, Kerry Rose had a good game, they'd be like, who the hell are you talking about? I mean, so if anything, I could help him. So I'm not mad at him today. And like I said, if he was to walk into the room, I could say hello because they cost me nothing. If he was to call me, I would definitely answer and say, have you found the team yet?
And the answer is no, and he probably won't find a team at this rate. So
I don't know. Maybe. You never know. Boo.
And I think my final question, Hollywood, would be, you know, what one thing would you want people out there to know about you that maybe they didn't know before we did this interview?
That I'm cool, and I keep it 100, and I'm sorry if other people can't, and that I did not out Kerry Rose, he outed himself. And I'm not a cutthroat person. If being real is cutthroat, then you have a long way to go.
All right. All right. So do you have a Twitter, anything like that, where the people can keep in touch and follow, you know, maybe some things that might be going down in the future with Russell Hollywood Simpson?
I do Instagram. It's Mr._Hollywood with two O's. Yes.
All right. So, again, that is Mr._Hollywood with two O's.
Yes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we told you we was going to bring you the hottest interviews. We was going to bring you the people you were interested in hearing from. We give the people what they want. We give the people what they need. And we deliver. That is the one and only Russell Hollywood Simpson. We are the Kings of Sport. Hollywood, thank you for stopping by and shedding some light on this story.
I definitely will.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's Hollywood Simpson with the Kings of Sport. We'll be back right after this.